Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I have a problem, like everybody else, with just how ridiculous and lax the let the ball go right by you, essentially. It goes under the wickets and then just stood there dejected. I don't like the body language there because I think that's a lot of its frustration and annoyance. But yeah, if we're rating the manager here, the best player isn't, or the most talented player is not playing well right now. And it's been a month plus where this has really not been good with him. So that's one thing to chew on here. And I'm wondering if you have a theory as to why O'Neal Cruz can't keep it somewhat consistent. Because mine is, he's so talented. When it's going so well, he, I think, never thinks it's going to stop. And I think when you're that naturally gifted, when it does stop and people start getting you out, I think it's much harder for him to break out of it than it is a guy who's got to grind a little bit more to succeed.
And the weird part is we've seen multiple players, maybe not a ton on offense, that have responded well to the managerial change, but Cruz really is the only one, or I guess the big one, that has slumped badly since they made that move. I mean, it hasn't been the exact same number of games, but he has been in some kind of funk.
O'Neal Cruz had, in March and April of this year, an OPS of 902. He hit 8 home runs, and that was in 28 games. He had 8 home runs. He knocked in 16. He had stolen 12 bases, 18 walks, just 33 strikeouts. So he's striking out still once per game. The strikeouts the next month, he goes 14 walks, 38 strikeouts, only 4 home runs in 23 games, 10 knocked in. He struck out 3 times as many times as he has now walked this month. That's essentially the course he was on in May as well. His OPS went from 902 to 740 to 503. Like, I'm sorry, if you're Don Kelly, I am also going to judge you on, do you find a way to get through to this guy? I don't think it's like a lack of caring for Cruz, so maybe that's not the right term. Do you find a way to get the most out of this player? Because if you don't, that's a huge problem. The other thing that Greg said at the end there that I'm scratching my head at is, he got the sense from Ben Cherington that Cherington's working on something big. They're not a buyer. They're 32 and 48. I wanted to clarify that because the idea that the Pirates would just load up to buy at this year's deadline would be one of the funniest things ever. I am aware that there is a full month of baseball to be played before we get to that point. But like, this notion that they're going to make some splashy move is pretty ridiculous. I'm twofold here. I'll believe it when I see it from Ben Cherington, like a legitimate move that would kind of send shockwaves through the organization. And B, I would almost automatically not trust it very much because it's Ben Cherington. Why would he have earned the benefit of the doubt? It feels much more likely that they're going to get as much as they can from Mitch Keller, right? Guy who I think is 1 for his last 16 decisions, 1 in 15, despite being really good. Did you see the stat about what their record is when Skeens and Keller start versus every other team with guys who have at least 11 quality starts this year?
I remember seeing it, but I don't remember what the numbers
are. The numbers, I think our buddy Adam Gretz tweeted this out. There are, I think, 8 starters in baseball, when he tweeted it there were, who had at least 11 quality starts this year. The Pirates have 2 of them in Keller and Skeens. Excepting them, the other teams are, I think it's a period of 92 games or something like that. They're like 62-30. They're 109 win pace, those teams. The Pirates are 11-21 when Skeens and Keller pitch. 55 win pace. I don't trust Ben Cherington to make a big move, and I don't really know, like, I don't know what you're going to do to really bolster this offense that doesn't involve Keller as the centerpiece, which, okay, I mean, they're going nowhere with him. You might as well try to. You got to trade Bednar, do you not? Don't make the same mistake twice. If he continues to pitch pretty well and that ERA creeps down and all those other numbers and everything looks good velocity-wise, location-wise, he's got to go. Who else? Who else is an ass? Heaney's got to be gone.
I would say Santana.
What good's a closer or a late inning arm if you're not winning a lot of games?
And Dan, then, yesterday.
The further, by the way, you go down the rabbit hole in this, sorry, I'll let you get to that. The further down the rabbit hole you go, you're like, no, you're a huge seller. And then why would you, again, have the GM continue to be employed if we're talking about all these pieces that are somewhat useless to them right now that they should sell off? Why are you giving the guy the opportunity to make the deals? That's what I would be saying. That's what I am saying.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dan had the feel yesterday, and I agree with him because it does make too much sense that any sort of notable, quote-unquote, that they do have that is on an expiring deal probably as good as gone. So you listed off the pitchers. Heaney has to be like a 99.9% chance.
They need to do that before July 7th. Let's get Heaney. Let's make sure for Bucko Auction House purposes we do that one sooner rather than later.
You have Bednar, you have Santana, both in that bullpen that I think should be going elsewhere. Adam Frazier, who fortunately for you guys is having a better year than what we may have expected
at
33 years old.
He's got a 653 OPS. Ugh. That sucks, though.
I mean, a lot of these guys suck, Malzy.
He's having a better year because we thought he would be an absolute crater out there in your offense, and he is technically a half-win player, which... You know, is I can't believe I'm saying this, on their positional lineup is pretty decent. Do you know who their leader in positional player WAR is?
I mean, I have it.
Okay,
like right in front
You're
of
cheating.
Me.
IKF, man,
a guy he with, would be another one.
A guy with one home run, with a 673 OPS. Yeah, he's gone. Tommy Pham's gone. Fellow keratoconus sufferer, Tommy Pham. It's a bulging of the cornea. I actually have it done. That's why I couldn't get LASIK. Dead scout's honor. Hand to God. They, long time ago, one of the laser surgery companies in this area wanted to do an endorsement with me where I had to get LASIK, but they were like, well, we've got to check to make sure your eyes can handle it. And I was gassed up to get it. Trust me. I wanted this to happen. They're like, sorry, sir, your scan or whatever came back. You have keratoconus, or however they pronounce it.
So you have that. You have Darius Raynaud syndrome.
Those are my two big syndromes. I got the Darius Raynaud syndrome, and I got the keratoconus. And I mean, I have a big head and I'm ugly. I mean, but other than that, everything's hunky dory.
But Frazier and IKF probably as good as gone. Like, it's two veteran dudes who are super utility men who are putting together at least halfway decent seasons.
Yeah. I mean, you're stretching the bounds of halfway decent, but I know why you're doing it.
IKF's one of their best hitters.
That says more about them than it does about him.
I know. No, well, their best hitter is a man who's almost 40 and who doesn't play defense.
I know.
Our
guy Nicky G right now. You never know.
Yeah, we'll wait to see a little bit more. He's played 19 games, but we predictably said going into the year, a lot of us, I know I did, Andrew McCutchen will yet again be one of their best players. And here we are. He probably is their best player.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.